Remember not against me the iniquities of my past, but her iniquities, you remember hers, and his, definitely remember his, God. That we often say, you know, oh Lord, I'm contrite, I'm humble, please forgive me of my sins. But Jesus reminds us today that we are supposed to have that same attitude towards other people, that we who go to God for mercy for ourselves are supposed to imitate our Heavenly Father, as Jesus reminds us, in being merciful towards other people. If we don't want God to hold our sins against us, then we better not hold other people's sins against them, especially when they sin against us. That if we're not very merciful, if we hold grudges, if we don't forgive, then that's what we'll receive from God. It's very clear. Jesus is very clear today that the measure with which we measure will be measured out to us. If we're merciful with other people, then God will be merciful with us. If we're not merciful with other people, then God won't be so merciful with us. It's very simple, but it's very difficult. So Lent is this perfect time to, on Ash Wednesday, we all get the ashes on our forehead. We all have that reminder that we're sinners and we need God's mercy. Fundamentally, at the end of the day, at our final judgment, we plead guilty and throw ourselves on the mercy of the court, on the mercy of our Heavenly Father. That's our attitude towards God. But it's also what he asks us to show to the other people in this world. That's not just between me and God, it's between myself and my neighbor as well. And that attitude, that forgiving attitude that God shows us, is dependent upon whether we show that forgiving attitude towards those around us too. So Lent is a great time to see, are there grudges that I'm holding? Are there things that I'm withholding in mercy from my neighbor? Do I hold against other people what I ask God to forgive of myself? Lent is a great time to ask that. And the great thing, when God commands us to do something, he gives us the strength to do it. God gives us the grace to do his commands. So actually, in a way, reading this gospel isn't adding another list of things I have to do because I'm a Christian. It's God revealing to me all these new things that I can do because I'm a Christian. I can forgive my enemies. I can be merciful. I can love those who persecute me. It's a great gift because it gives us that true freedom, the freedom of not holding grudges and the freedom of being in a relationship with God unencumbered by all sorts of things that we hold against other people. So today, ask the Lord to show us where in our lives could we be more merciful, just as we want him to be merciful to us.